Shalom to all. Today's office is Yerushalmi Rosh Hashanah Daf Tes Zayin. We are starting by the fifth line with the words of Yaakov Baracha, and today's office sponsor Lili Nishmas Marsh Mirim Sarabas Yaakov Moshe Hernish Amos should have an Aliyah. So previous Gemara had mentioned a difference between Kiddush HaChodesh and Ibur Hashanah, extending the year. So we're going to continue talking about this. Yaakov Baracha said in the name of Rabbi Yasso, who said B'shem Rabbi Yechanan Li Ibur Holchemachar Minoi. We're dealing with Ibur Hashanah, extending the year. So we follow Minoi, whoever was appointed to be a dayan for this first, he gets to go into the room where they're going to be discussing this first. Whereas Lebeis Havad, this has to do with Kiddush Chodesh, Holchanach HaRogil, we follow the one who's most used to, most often doing this, and he's the one that goes in first. However, each one has to speak in his proper place. So as we learned before, by Kiddush HaChodesh, it's the most chashiv one that begins, and by Ibur HaShanah, it's the one on the side, which is the least chashiv one that begins. I have a few different examples. Reb Chanina began the discussions, and Reb Yechon, Reb Shem ben Lakish Chasmin, they closed off the discussions, and Reb Babar Zavda Pasach, he began the discussions, and Reb Chira, Reb Yasa, Reb Imi Chasmin, they would close them off, and Reb Chagai Pasach, he began the discussions, and Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yosi Chasmin, they would close them off. Now, a story about what we just mentioned about who goes in first. Kahana ismini kanmai min Rabbi Yaakov Bar Acha. Kahana, he was appointed before Rabbi Yaakov Bar Acha to be a dayan. However, all Rabbi Yaakov Bar Acha kanmai min Eli Bura. Rabbi Yaakov Bar Acha went in before him regarding the discussions of Ibur HaShanah. And Amar Kahana said, "Hachin mar d'shmosa lo mekayim la." Is man Amar of this matter not keeping it himself? It was Rabbi Yaakov Bar Acha himself who had said that the dayan which is appointed first, he goes in first. It seems to be that you're not even fulfilling what you said. We can do something similar. Reb Chiya Bar Vava called Matzli. Reb Chiya Bar Vava was standing and davening. Matzli usually means davening Shemana Esrei. And all Reb Kahana, the Kamlei Matzli min Achayrei. Reb Kahana came in and he started davening Shemana Esrei behind him. And min the Chasal Reb Chiya Bar Vava min Sloisa Yosef Lei. When Reb Chiya Bar Vava finished his davening, his machlokes if he actually physically sat down or if he just stood in his place. But according to everybody, he didn't move. He remained where he was. Why is that? Deloy Mever Kumi Reb Kahana Marich Bat Sloisei. That's because he didn't want to pass in front of Kahana, who was extending his davening. He was davening very long. We all know this. You're finished Shemana Esrei and the person behind you is taking very long, so you basically can't move. That's what happened with Reb Chiya Bar Vava. Reb Kahana was davening behind him, taking very long. And in the Chasar of Kahana, when Reb Kahana finished, Amar Leis, Reb Chiya Bar Vava told him, "Is this your minig that you have to bother or to inconvenience your Rabbanim? You're making me stand here while you're davening your long Shemana Esrei." So Amar Leis, he told him, "Rebbe, Anami the Beis Eli. I'm from the household of Eli. Uksimal the Beis Eli. It says about the household of Eli, Imischap Ravon Beis Eli Bezevach Minchad Olam, that their sin is never going to be atoned for, even with Zevach and Mincha." With regular karbonis or karbon mincha. There's a whole story with Eli, who's Shmuel Anavi's Rebbe, that his sons did not go in the proper derech, and the entire family of Eli was punished for this, that they would die young. And this pasuk we just quoted says that this sin of Beis Eli is never going to be forgiven. Now, what do we learn from here, though? Bezevach mincha and mischaper loy. It's not going to be forgiven through karbonis or mincha. It's alva mischaper loy b'tfila, but it will be mischaper with tfila. And that's why I daven very long, because I'm from their family, and I want to make sure to live long and not die young. Once Reb Chiya Bar Vava heard this, with Tzali Aloy, he davened for him, and Zachal Mesev, he was echa to long life, Adis Avdon, Tafroi Sumakain, until his fingernails became red, Kadah Dakka, like a young child's, and so we see that the davening really did help him live longer. We go back to Kesha Chadish and Ibur HaShanah, Rosh Shem Elakish, Akadman Le, Chad Savli Bura, Rish Lakish, there was an elderly man who was let in front of him when it came to discussion of the Ibur of extending the year, even though Rish Lakish was appointed before him, but then they realized that this Sav, this elderly Yid, wasn't actually Roy to be able to be involved in the discussions, so Valune Men. That's proper girsa. They actually removed him from there and they put him outside. And then Amar Rish Lakish said, that's what his schar is. I mean, it's deserving for that to happen because they brought him in front of me. They shouldn't have put him in before me. I was appointed before him. Must be they didn't hear that which Rav Chris said. And they were that there was a story that three cattle herdsmen, they were the ones that caused the extension of the year, another month to be added on. Even though they were simple Pashat people and they for sure weren't right for the discussions of Ibur HaShanah. Then we get more involved and detailed regarding the story. And to understand this, we have to realize that one of the reasons why we would extend the year and make it a month longer, because Nisan, which is the first month of the new year, is going to end up being too early. It's going to be too cold during Nisan. It's not going to be considered spring. The new crop is not going to have sprouted yet, and therefore they might extend the year. So now we give the three different reasons of these Shleish Rei Bakar why the year should be extended. Chan Miran Amar, one of them said, Bachir, Lakish, Badar Meinit. The early and the late, which means the early crop, which is wheat. The late crop, which is barley, they need to be mainits, which means sprout in Adar, and it's too cold for that right now, so we have to extend the year. B'chorna Amar, the other one said, Kidum ba'adar. Kidum is the lashon of Kedem, east, meaning when the east wind blows in Adar. Payach l'chayach upok l'kublei, air that's blown out of your mouth or of your cheeks, that goes out against it, which means even when a cold wind blows, you're able to, so to speak, blow against it and counteract the cold wind, which means it's not so cold anymore. That's what the temperature has to be like in Adar, and if not, we have to extend the year. B'chorna Amar, the third one said that the weather has to be as follows: Tar ba'adar bedrayimos. Then an adar, an ox, that's a tar. If it goes out with its herd in the morning, it might die from the cold. Later on, it's going to be in the shade of a fig tree. That means it gets warmer later on during the day. And if that's not the situation, then we have to extend the year by another month. So each one gave his reason, and then they all said, "Vanan chamin shata." We see this year the less chamin hain that none of these are here. Therefore, we think that the year should be extended. And ve'ibros hashan al pihem, the chama actually were ma'aber the year based off of what they said. So it seems to be pretty clear from here that we could rely on people who are definitely not roy for discussions of ibra hashana. What was the problem that this chad sav, this elderly fellow, was brought in for the discussions, deliberations, and then he was taken out of the room because he wasn't roy? He for sure knew more than these herdsmen, but still he was taken out. What's going on? So Rav Chelba, he answers, v'hiskim bezin imayim. Really, the way we should understand is that bezin was maskim, which over here, a good translation would be concurred. Not that they listened to the roy bakar and just simply followed them without doing any learning or calculations of their own. They heard what these roy bakar had to say, and then they sat down and they made their own cheshbonos and their own calculations, their own discussions, their own deliberations, and then it turns out that they were maskim. They came out to the same conclusion. They concurred with these roy bakar, and so it seems like that they were ma'abed shana because of the roy bakar, but that's not actually what happened. It was because of the chachamim, and that's why in the story with Rish Lakish from before, this elderly man who wasn't fit for these discussions of ibra shana, he was removed from the room because he wasn't able to take part of them, because he wasn't knowledgeable enough to take part of them. On the Tezayinu Beis on top, we just continue discussing the story of the Shlesh Roy Bakar, and we ask, why can't Amar Reb Zeiro, didn't Reb Zeiro say, Vahin Shihu Kulam Barim Tam Echad, that all of them have to come out with the same reason? Meaning, if we want to extend the year, we want to do Ibra Shana, everyone has to agree to the same reason. And over here by Shlesh Roy Bakar, they gave three separate reasons. And the answer is that no, Mikivin de Ilain Maidai Le'ilain, Ve'ilain Maidai Le'ilain, Kimisha Kulam Barim Tam Echad, since this one agreed to that one, and that one agreed to the other one, it's like it was all the same reason, meaning even though they all mentioned three separate reasons, they still agreed to the reason of the other one, and therefore it was okay to do Ibra Shana. Then we go back to what started out this whole situation, where Rish Lakish was upset that this elderly man was let in front of him. So we ask Rosh Shimon Lakish Mifkan al Adam Milsa, Rish Lakish was makbid regarding this. It seems like he was being makbid on his honor, and that somebody else was let in front of him, and then he wasn't chosen to be a dayan as part of the Ibra Shana. What's going on? And the answer is, he was worried about something else. Chashish lihi damar blazer, he's worried about that which Blazer said. Damar Blazer, Blazer says, the Pasuk and Navi tells us, and my hand will be against the Nevi'im who see falseness and they do things that are false. The Pasuk continues, Besoid Ami Lo Yehu Ubiksav Beis Yisrael Lo Yikasevu Vel Admas Yisrael Lo Yavayu. And so this is a three-part curse or punishment against people who are not fitting. How do you understand this? Besoid Ami Lo Yehu, says the Pasuk, they're not going to be in the sight of my nation. Zes Soida Iber, that's referring to Soida Iber, as we had mentioned yesterday. That's referring to these calendar cheshbainas. And then when the Pasuk says, Ubiksav Beis Yisrael Lo Yikasevu Zeham Minoi, that's referring to Minoi being invited in these discussions, and Val Admas Yisrael Lo Yavayu Zu Eretz Yisrael is telling us the person is not going to be zeichet to come into Eretz Yisrael. And Amar Blazer, Blazer said, Katzalkas Lahacha, when I came up to here, I mean, when I came from Babel to Eretz Yisrael, Amrus, I said, Ha Gabi Chada, now at least there's one by me, which means at least this last part of the Pasuk, that you're not going to be zeichet to come to Eretz Yisrael, that doesn't apply to me because now I'm here. And Kamenaini, when they appointed me to be part of these discussions, Amrus, I said, Ha Gabi Tarti, now there's two by me, and Kan Alis Libura, when I'm involved in discussions of Ibra Hashana, Amrus, I said, Hatlasein Gabai, all three are by me, this Pasuk clearly doesn't apply to me, which is definitely a good thing, but that's what Rish Lakish was afraid of, that now that this Sav, now this elderly person, was let in front of him, and he wasn't invited to come in yet, so he was afraid that maybe he deserved the punishment that this Pasuk is referring to. Now we'll go back to explain the Mishnah, where we had in Machloikas, Tanakama, Reb Lozer, Reb Tzadok, regarding when we're Mekadesh L'Chodesh. According to Tanakama, we're always Mekadesh it, even if it's late, meaning we're Mekadesh it on the second day, still, the Bezin is officially Mekadesh the month, they say Mekadesh, 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 as was Reb Lozer, Reb Tzadok, who says that no, we're only Mekadesh it on the first day, but if the sighting of the moon was delayed until the next day, they were not Mekadesh it, and his lashon was because Kvar Kitshu Shamayim. So now we discuss this for Babar Zav, says B'shem Rav, time to Blazer B'tzadik, what's the Blazer B'tzadik's reasoning? That's because Kivin She Bezin Shalmalan Rayin, She'in Bezin Shalmatim Kachin Oisai, since the Bezin Shalmala sees that the Bezin Shalmata is not Mekadesh it on the 30th day, Hein Mekachin Oisai, so they're Mekadesh it on the 31st day, and therefore there's no reason for Bezin Shalmata to be Mekadesh it because, as he had said in the Mishnah, Kvar Kitshu Shamayim. Moving on to Halacha Vav, the Mishnah continues, Dumos Suris Lavana, Ram Gamliel had different forms and shapes of the moon in his aliyah, in his upper level, on different tablets and on the wall. I mean, he has all the different stencils and shapes and pictures and whatnot of how the moon could possibly look at that point in time of the month. And what were these for? Shebahen Maris Hayadiyotis, he would show these to simple people who wouldn't even be able to describe the moon that they saw. They know that they saw the new moon, but they wouldn't even be able to describe it, like it was said in the previous Mishnah. Was it this height? Was it facing that way or this way? Was it skinnier? Was it fat? All those things are too simple. They don't know. And therefore, Va'amir would say, Kazerisa, did you see it like this or was it like that? That was able to determine whether or not they saw the new moon. Now, Ma'aseh's story, Shabo Shnaim, the two fellows came, Va'amir, they said, Renu Shachris B'Mizrach, we saw the moon in the morning in the east, Va'arvis B'Mayriv, and in the evening towards the west, and Va'amir B'Yachamunur, he said, Eide Shekerhain, they're false Eidim, Uchshabo Liyavne, but when they came to Yavne, Kibler Rimgamliel, Rimgamliel accepted them, and we're going to see in the Gemara why that is. And Va'ayd, furthermore, Bo Shnaim, two Eidim came, Va'amir, they said, Re'inu B'Zmanoi, we saw it in its proper time, meaning on the night of the 30th, Ubalila B'Iburai, and at the nighttime of the Iber, meaning the next night, Loinira, it wasn't seen at all. And Va'kibler Rimgamliel accepted them as well. Now, Rabbi Dais Ben Urkin said about this, Eide Shekerhain, they're lying, because Heich Me'idin al Isha Shayalda, how could you give testimony about a woman who gave birth, Va'ari Kresa Ben Shinao, and her stomach is in between her teeth? In other words, everyone says, oh, this woman gave birth, Mazel Tov, and then you see that she's clearly pregnant. Obviously, she didn't give birth. It's the same thing. How could they say that they saw the moon last night, but tonight the moon's not visible? That doesn't make any sense. They must be lying. And Rabbi Rishua told him, Re'anias Recha, I see that what you're saying is true, and therefore these Eidim should not be accepted. Remember, though, Rabbi Gamaliel did accept them, and that's going to be relevant to the next Mishnah. So right away, the Gemara tells us that Amar Rav Samlai says, Taimid Rabbi Yechon Ben Uri, what's Rabbi Yechon Ben Uri's reasoning? That the first set of Eidim who said that they saw the moon in the east in the morning and in the west at night, that they're Eidei Sheker, that's because every time that the Mailid, which is basically, that's when the new moon switches over, 6 hours beforehand, a person is not able to see the old one, and 6 hours later, one's not able to see the new one either, which means according to Rabbi Yechon Ben Uri, it's possible to say the old moon in the morning and the new moon in the evening, that means these two sightings on the moon are too close to each other, and therefore they have to be lying. And Vitani, can we actually have a bris that's like this? The pasuk says, Nir Yashan B'Shachres, if the old moon was seen in the morning, Loi Nir Chadash Bein Arba'im, so the new moon can't be seen in the afternoon. Nir Chadash Bein Arba'im, if the new moon is seen in the afternoon, Loi Nir Yashan B'Shachres, that means that the old moon wasn't seen in the morning. But obviously, we have to explain Rabbi Gamaliel, Amar Rabbi Barva, he explains, V'loma Kibler Rabbi Gamaliel, so why did Rabbi Gamaliel accept them? And the answer is, Shekin Mesarz B'Yadim Ma'amaisov, he had a tradition of Mesarov from his forefathers that Pa'am Mahalch B'Ktsar, Pa'am Mahalch Barucha, sometimes the moon goes a short way, sometimes it goes a long way. So you're right, perhaps the standard is that it goes the, so to speak, long way, but sometimes it goes a short way and the new moon is visible shortly after the old moon was visible. And therefore, it doesn't necessarily mean that these Eidim were lying. We're going to stop it for the day and pick up tomorrow with Halacha Zayin, continuing with this story. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.